Ben's back. Ben's back. Ben's back. Ben's front. Ben's front. Ben's front.
You took it away from me.
I know. And, I hate when that happens.
I was giving him the courtesy pause.
He's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
He's a member of the board of the National Association of
Haven't read all my emails.
Yeah.
He's the general manager. Keys.
Yeah.
Your key still worked.
Yeah, right.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
And they didn't question you when you checked out of the hotel, right?
No. Why would they?
Good Lord. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I left half the GDP of the United States there, but that's all right. Oh, boy. Anyway, had a nice trip, nice meeting, enjoyed. I visited the kids in Colorado.
Oh,
then
did
I,
you?
I went on to serve my industry on the board.
Isn't that wonderful?
National Association. Okay, so we got this briefing on the political stuff.
Okay.
They're briefing us. And Lisa Murkowski, as you know, is, as you guys were talking about earlier today, is running a writing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to count that vote based on intent as best they can determine it. You have to circle the thing saying, I am writing in a name. Look here. This is the name I'm writing in.
Right.
Lisa, Lisa M., Lisa Merck, any of that stuff was going to count. Well, you said it was Joe Miller is mm-hmm. the Republican
he's
candidate.
The
he's
tea,
a Republican yeah, candidate, the Tea Party guy that's a Republican candidate running. Up until this week, he actually intended to put a Lisa Miller in there, running as a write-in candidate, and actually campaign just so that if somebody wrote Lisa or Lisa M., they would be unable to determine the intent.
As Tom had said, kind of a hanging Chad deal.
It would have been. Well, if you can't determine the intent, then you don't count the vote.
Yeah.
So that was the plan. I was fascinated by that level of
skullduggery. A lot of people who get paid a whole lot of money to think of things like that, rest of us actually just trying to wander through life and do the right thing.
Oh, there were a lot of people up there leaving the meeting that were not going to be flying out anytime soon. Golly, with that thing coming through the Midwest, the 70 miles an hour winds in Chicago, what's up with that?
Yeah, they call it the Windy City.
Yeah, well, that's more than the wind. That's hurricane-y city.
We'll get some wind here, though. We're going to have a little bit of breeziness. Yeah, we have. Yesterday was kind of breezy, and we're going to have, it's going to be like 44 or 45 tomorrow night and Friday night.
What about Saturday for the big game?
Saturday's beautiful.
Okay.
High temperature will be probably 79, and we'll have northerly winds, and so you'll be out at the tent?
I'll be at the tent. I go from having 3 days where people are saying, yes, sir, let me get that for you, to a day of people saying, Ben, will you empty that trash can, please?
You're a wife, a mother, a caregiver, a teacher, a taxi driver, a friend, and so much more. You give so much of yourself to others. Now it's time to do something for you. Schedule a digital mammogram today with the early detection and diagnostic experts at the Scott and White College Station Clinic. Early detection is the key to successful treatment of breast cancer. And the Scott and White Cancer Team offers state-of-the-art technology for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Because you take care of so many others, Scott and White's advanced care is designed to take care of you. You owe it to yourself to take care of your health. Call 979-691-3618 to make an appointment today. Or visit us on the web at sw.org. Scott & White accepts all major health insurance plans. Scott & White, your choice, the trusted choice.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I was strolling the aisles at Half Price Books the other day, thumbing through the reference books and came upon a new word. Locavore. In the world of food, it means eating things that are locally grown. They're fresher, more environmentally friendly. So it got me to thinking. Here I am at Half Price Books, where they buy most of the things you find from their neighbors, giving new life to books, music, movies that locals like me have sold to them instead of trashing them. Then they make most of it available at half price or less, and they donate lots of what they don't sell to the local community. I mean, how environmentally friendly is that? So I think we need an equally appropriate word for Half Price Books. How about local lore? Yeah, local lore. There's always plenty of that on the shelves. If you can think of a better word, let me know. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. Hurry to Half Price Books on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more at hpb.com.
Psst. Hey, Ben left the room so we can do this story now.
Okay.
Do you think your boss trusts you?
Yeah.
Might want to think again. Reuters says over half the bosses at small companies expect their employees to steal from them. The Chubb Private Company Risk Survey polled executives at 400 small U.S. American companies. 54% of those polled said they expected employees to steal company equipment, merchandise, even cash over the next year. But according to the survey, only 30% have actually had that kind of theft occur in the past 12 months.
Hmm.
Now, there was a time that we used to play records at the radio station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spin a disc.
Big records with little holes, little records with bigger holes. Okay? And the radio stations would have these records sent to them by record companies. And, oh, if you know anybody who's my age, who still has vinyl, you'll probably see records where the labels are just red and white and aren't colored and say, not for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or albums that have a little hole drilled in the corner of the jacket, which means that it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that it's ever happened to me personally, but I think people of my age who worked in radio at the time I did, some of them might have taken some of those home.
Borrowed. With every intention of returning.
Of course. And then, well, you get fired and you go, the hell with them. I'm not bringing it back.
Uh-huh.
You were just going to borrow it anyway, but if they're going to fire me, I'm not giving them the records back. And again, that's painting with a broad brush of people who are in the radio industry.
That's right. But you got a little paint on yourself there, didn't you?
Just a few boxcars of bad apples don't spoil the whole barrel, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. A resort town is the south of Italy. South of Italy.
Oh, an Italian resort
town? That's right. Women strolling the beaches in miniskirts and low-cut tops are subject to a fine of $415.
Well, now, why would you want to do that?
Well, because Silvio Berlusconi, who'd be like the head dude there in Italy.
Who's kind of we kind of call him a lady killer.
Okay. But he's rather prudish about his approach to the way that women should be looking and walking.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor of this town, his name is Luigi Bobbio. Luigi won a vote at council meeting on Monday night to ban very short clothing, including miniskirts, that fail to conceal a woman's underwear. And, quote, the display of too much cleavage also will earn a fine, end quote. Now, once again, who is going to make that determination? And how will that be done? Does the ossifer need to come up and stand very close to measure said miniskirt or said cleavage? They said, actually, it'll just be a glance. One glance should be enough. That's what the mayor says. So, town's more liberal politicians, not amused. By equating women's clothing with urban decorum, this message implies that women are no more than benches or hedges. So, there. They're just part of the landscape.
And there, my friends, is your pickup line. So, are you a bench or a hedge?
That's right.
Benches and hedges. Remember them?
Those are the fancy cigarettes.
Hello.
I will be more than glad to look at that.
Understand.
That's right.
Over and over.
You think Clip Howard's awake yet?
Well, it's, it's 7?
No, it's okay. We'll call him tomorrow.
It's 10 till 7.
Probably up because you got to figure if he flew out there yesterday, then, you know, he's probably still on Central Time.
That's right.
That's probably right.
Hey, let's wake him up because, you know, the game's tonight.
It is.
We can call him again tomorrow.
We can. See how this works out. In the meantime, we'll tell you also about, guys, well, we got 8 minutes, so we got enough.
Mm-hmm. If he didn't turn his cell phone off, it's his own fault. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to find out how much that hotel room costs, because that can't be cheap. I guarantee
you. I saw him online searching the other day.
Sure. He thinks William Shatner speaks the truth. Is that what that's all about? Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Pick up the phone. Talk to the phone. Hello. Hello. It's a radio station in Texas.
Station in Texas, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
I know it's 6:50 out there, but wake up.
Yeah,
where are you? You know what? It's 8:50 there. I've been awake.
Yeah. I told you.
Yeah, you're still on Texas time.
So now I'm on Texas time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what hotel is this?
I got the media rate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is the media hotel. It's a Holiday Inn Civic Center. I got the media rate, and so I went online, and it's the exact rate that I can get on the internet.
Oh, my.
I've got to tell you this. I hate to tell you this story, but I've got to. I put Jackie in that hotel one time. That very hotel.
How much?
Wait, stop. Just stop, Tom. Yeah. Wait. Be real careful going home, okay? That's all I'm saying. Just because it's a Civic Center, don't think that you are going to be safe.
It's not the best neighborhood. I went walking last night.
I'm going to tell you that for 3 years, she didn't let me forget that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no. So I know the very hotel.
Yeah,
And what did you pay for that, buddy?
I'd rather not say.
How much over $200 is the media rate?
He's over $100 more than $200, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I bet it's under
it's
three.
Not.
Oh, you're under three?
No, it's actually under two.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
That is a bad hotel.
Yeah.
Did they give you an ice bucket?
Yeah, I do. I have one of those little styrofoam ice buckets.
Does it have a shower cap in it?
Is there?
I haven't even checked the ice yet.
Is there a paper strip over the toilet seat?
What are they going to? All right, now what? How far are you from the? That's a ways from the stadium, though, isn't it?
It's the lady, as she looked at me, I was talking to her as I checked in last night, and she said, if you're a walker, you can walk. And she pointed out the hotel and the stadium, and it's a ways.
Yeah,
it's
a
ways. I'm probably going to take the train.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay, so now what time do you have to be in place? I mean, because I'm sure you got to go through.
My thinking is, I'm going to Alcatraz this morning, and my thinking is
not to stay.
I hope not. I don't think they're letting anybody stay anymore, except for that guard overnight. What a job that is.
Yeah, we had fog here this morning, so we kind of felt like we were in the Bay Area.
You know what? I haven't had a bit of fog. It's cloudless skies right now,
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then where are your seats? Where are you sitting?
Oh, you can't see home plate from where the auxiliary press box is.
But it's a great view. It's a great. We were just talking. The park is in a really nice setting.
It's a spectacular park. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. It really is.
All right. So anyway, so we're calling you tomorrow morning. I'm just letting you know right now.
And I'm letting you know right now that I will be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Really?
And my flight is at 6:35. So
So we'll have to.
You can call me. In the 7 o'clock hour, if you want to.
Are you out of Oakland or San Fran?
Actually, I'm out of San Francisco. Okay. The Oakland flight times just didn't work.
I got you.
So you're just staying for one game, are you?
I'm just staying for this one. Yeah. I got to be back.
I'm sure that these reports are sponsored by somebody. If you want to plug that.
Actually, they're not.
Okay.
Oh,
well, there you are.
Sponsored by Chip Howard.
Yeah.
They're just me, yeah.
So that means the puppies don't eat for a week, so you can go to San Francisco for one game. Is that it?
Yeah. The wife's eating food.
Wonderful, All right, well, enjoy the game. We'll see you later.
All right, bye.
According to Google Maps.
Google Maps, yeah.
He, let's see. Yeah, he's near the Orpheum Theater.
Sure.
He's actually just kind of about a half block away from the public library.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll spend time there.
That's where he'll go.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't hung up with him. He may not know that there is a Walgreens right behind his hotel.
Why would he want to know that?
Well, because he can see if there's a CVS right catty corner to it.
Sure. See if it's that way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, be perfect. Anyway, I know that hotel really more than I really wanted to.
San Francisco Federal Building?
Yep, that's it. It's right there. It is right there. And again.
Oh, the Federal Building. So you can get arrested and just go right across the street just to be booked. That's good.
A pudgy fanny pack wearing 40-year-old man who lives with his mother.
Oh,
God, that's a lot of poor adjectives right there.
Pudgy, fanny pack, 40-year-old.
Living with his mother.
That's beyond the hat trick right there.
So desperate to find love, he's posting handwritten personal ads at payphones around New York City.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that, pal.
Malik Turner, sounds like your fairly eligible bachelor. No, he doesn't.
Mm.
He's single, gainfully employed, though. Loves the color red. roots for the Rangers and the Jets. I think that's the New York Rangers, not the Texas Rangers. He loves movies, nightclubs, Coney Island, and Atlantic City. His hobbies include playing video games. That's
I'll bet.
Shock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And riding on the subway.
Till all hours of the morning.
Yeah.
That's right. And posting on TexAgs.
Yeah.
I think Mike Sherman should do that.
Hey, you're going to get you'll probably get a thread for that, buddy. You're calling them pudgy, fanny pack wearing 40-year-olds who ride the subway.
And your point.
Yeah.
Second. All in favor?
It's unanimous. Okay. Anyway, he's looking for a woman who is blonde, long-haired, big-chested, curvy, leggy, voluptuous, but not fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he says he doesn't want any gold diggers.
Oh. What about you, sir?
I'm going to say that a gold digger probably is not going to give you the time of day, sir. Yeah, but nonetheless. All
there
right.
You go.
This date in history.
I love this part.
First rapid transit subway opened in New York City, 1904. And in 1938, DuPont announced the name for that new synthetic yarn. It would be called nylon. All right, you got a minute. Daddy!
A minute, wow.
All right, well,
no,
I'll
that's
fill
okay.
in if you can.
Hey, no, this goes with the Texas Tech game coming up. Paula Deen is into food, so hope she likes tortillas. She's going to be the Grand Marshal of the Tournament of Roses Parade, and she says that when traveling through the streets, she intends to throw tortillas to the crowd.
There you go. Charlie Sheen taken into a New York hospital. Do you have that?
Yep.
For what his representative said was an allergic reaction.
Sure.
He was found stunned and naked in his hotel suite.